This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 283 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about a wedding that she and Perry went to this past weekend. We're going to talk about my quick trip to Starkville last week, and we're going to talk about Alex's final senior production of Into the Woods. I have some feelings. We would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we're so happy you're here. We hope you enjoy episode 283. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie has a lot going on.
I have a lot going on. We are in the middle of, you know, I have mentioned that we're going to be redoing our bedroom and all that stuff. And listen.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. Seriously. Are you kidding me? Like, what just happened?
She felt very concerned.
She shut up in the back with me. There is no window where she can see the front of the house, but yet she was alarmed. Anyway, you're having some things done to your house.
Danger, danger. Mm-hmm. We are having some stuff. So we're redoing the bath. Well, you know, the start of we were going to repaint the bedroom, as all things do. Let's go back from the dawn of time.
Yes.
I have said that we've needed to repaint our bedroom. So we're going to repaint our bedroom. My friend Kim Spradlin-Wolf, who has her HGTV show, was like, hey, I would love to do this project. It would be a fun thing for us to do together. And I was like, great. This sounds wonderful. So we were going to redo the bedroom, and we had our house is giving me a bed, and I'm excited about that and some other stuff, which I'll be posting about all that. But anyway, I'm excited about all that. Then I was like, well, if we're painting the bedroom, we kind of need to paint the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is trying to switch me to my AirPods Pros. Let me turn off my Bluetooth.
Okay.
This is better. I don't know what's
happening. We are firing on all cylinders today. Listen, welcome everyone.
I was going to say, today is going to be reminiscent of 2008. Where we are. So anyway, I've been dreading painting the closet. And part of me even asked him when she came to look, I said, could we just leave the closet this color? And she was like,
we could. Do you know, Nine Vibes, when we had our bedroom painted and our bathroom painted, you know what? I didn't get them to paint my closet.
The closet.
I want to have to take the stuff out.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And truthfully, we don't have a door on our closet. Like it's just an entryway from our bathroom into our closet. If we had a door on our closet, I for sure would have said we're not painting it. But
yes,
you can see into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that does feel kind of stupid that you're going to do this whole thing. So that happened. So she was like, no, we need to paint the whole thing. And I was like, okay. And I was like, and then while we're doing that, we need to redo the mirrors. We need better mirrors. We need different lighting. We need a new vent in there. We need a whole thing. And she was like, okay. And then came the part that I was dreading, which is that we've had wood floors in there for the last 20 years. And we had a water leak about a year ago. And so the wood floor is like buckled, like you could trip on it buckled. Mm-hmm. So now it's turned into that we're ripping up the whole bathroom floor and retiling it. Or just putting tile down, because we're like, we might as well, while we're doing all this, when are we going to want to do it again? And then when Kim came over the other day, she was like, well, if you're doing the floor, don't you want to just go ahead and retile the shower?
Well, of course you do.
Yes.
Certainly.
And we do. Yes. Mm-hmm. While you're doing it, you want to do it all, because
absolutely.
I said, 20 years from now, we're going to be 70 and I'm not going to care about any of this. So like,
yes.
So we've got one shot to do it all. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all that to say, it has turned into like, and then once they put the new lighting, they did these new like flat lights, because we've always had can lights in the bedroom, but they did these flat lights that are so much better and they're so much brighter because they're LED. And so then once we saw how good those looked in the bedroom, we were like, well, now we need to do them in the dining room, in the living room, in the kitchen.
Yeah, I've told you, I think I said on that episode we did with Kim, I need to let somebody get a hold of the lighting in our house.
Uh-huh. Yes. I mean, it's made a huge difference. I mean, it's essentially like somebody said, we could operate on our kitchen island right now, which is the kind of lighting situation I need in my life, because as my eyes get older, I need really bright light.
Yes. Yes. Well, in 20 years, you'll be 70. Don't forget.
Mm-hmm. 20 years, I'll be 70. Mm-hmm. And then now Perry has them upstairs in the attic looking, because now we need a new attic fan. So what I'm saying is before this is done, we're probably going to end up redoing our entire house is how it feels right now.
Right.
And it'll be great. But we spent the whole morning getting everything out of our closet, and it's now in the playroom. And thankfully Caroline's not home, because I essentially moved all my stuff into her closet. Our bathroom is just as an assorted bins. And I've never been more sad about the amount of skincare products that I own.
Right. Well, because you can see it all too, which is a whole deal.
Yes. And I'm like, why do I have all this? Like, why do I have all these clothes? Why do I have all these shoes? Like it makes me want to purge, but then I'm go back to my thing of like, but I love what I love.
That's right. You know, and I don't, the heart wants what the heart wants. Like,
yes, it does. So anyway, that's what's happening here. It's going to be great. The painters show up tomorrow. I do think it's going to go pretty fast once everything starts going. The new furniture doesn't get here until May 12th. So we kind of pushed it way out because we wanted to make sure all the other stuff was finished by then.
So have they started tiling your bathroom floor yet?
No, that's going to happen, I think, later this week.
Okay. What did you pick out for your bathroom floor?
I think that what Kim has really made all the selections, but I think that what we have picked out is like a really pretty black marble.
Oh, pretty. Mm-hmm.
It's very dramatic. And mm-hmm. I think that we're going to do the walls in there are actually just going to be a white. So for all that we were going to paint it, and I felt like it needed to match the bedroom, it's going to be white in there, which is not going to be what the bedroom's going to be.
Okay. Okay. So I can't wait to see.
Yeah. So anyway, it's all going to be great, but then we got into a whole thing where Perry, we have, you know, then we've had these deer heads in our bedroom and Kim doesn't want those in our bedroom. And so then we had to get in a whole thing of where are we going to hang these deer heads and where are the deer heads going to go? That's, you know, and I told him three deer heads in our living room is too many. So he's going to have to pick. It's going to be his Sophie's choice. You got to pick. So you pick two. Uh-huh. And then I think we may send some with Caroline. She can have them at her house next year. But anyway, that is that.
Well, it's fortunate really that you had a Kim in this situation, is it not?
Oh, for sure. Uh-huh. Because if left up to me, number one, I would never have done it. Number two, I would never make the decisions. I would still be sitting here going, I don't know. I don't know what to do. So I'm really glad that we're doing it. It's going to be beautiful. Like I'm so excited about it. The lighting, everything is going to be gorgeous. So I'm super excited. It's just been a whole thing that makes me want to get rid of everything that I own.
Right. Well, don't get rid of everything yet. Get it at least all back in your closet. And then maybe you can do a good clean out as you put things back in your closet and as you restock your bathroom and you'll just feel super organized when it's all set again. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not going to do doom piles. I'm going to really be deliberate about what I keep and whatever, but enough about that, because y'all had a great weekend. It was musical weekend for the Hudson family, and I want to hear about that.
If you have a small business, inflation isn't doing you any favors right now. It's harder than ever to stay profitable. And if you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. Simply use stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket.
Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. No matter what business you're in, Stamps.com can help you save on shipping. Whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending out your products, or a warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, Stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution for you. Selling from multiple stores? No problem. Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. All you need is your regular computer and printer, no special supplies or equipment. You'll be up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send.
Start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com and keep more money in your pocket every day. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO. Okay, it was Musical Weekend. Let me tell you this first, though, before we get into Musical Weekend. Last Tuesday, I met about 10 of my friends from college in Starkville.
Yes, yes.
And State was playing Jackson State in baseball. And my friend Catherine had gone through some people she knows in the athletic department, and we rented one of the left field lofts, which is a building in the left field behind the left field lounge. And there are, I don't know, maybe 9-12 condos out there that some businesses have for a season, or you can rent them individually. Anyway,
okay, it's fun.
Oh, listen, it's like going to the beach, but you're at a baseball game because there are 2 bedrooms. There's a full kitchen. There's a living area. And then there is a balcony that of course looks out onto the baseball field. So it was such a fun way to get together because one, we all love Mississippi State. 2, we all love Mississippi State baseball. 3, live sporting event. Mm-hmm. 4, Catherine had asked a girl named McCray, who works in the athletic department, to give us a tour of the baseball stadium that afternoon. Nice. So we spent over an hour walking in all the rooms and lounges and things at the baseball stadium. It was so fun to see that kind of behind the scenes. McCray is darling and was such a great tour guide for us. And then everybody had brought drinks and appetizers, and we laid all that out. And then everybody's college kids came by throughout the night.
I love that.
So we got to see everybody's kids who were in Starkville, and then we got to visit with one another. And then our friend Stacy, whose son is on the baseball team, he got up to bat in the first inning, and we were all standing there watching the game, and he hit a home run.
Oh, I mean, what more could you even want? That's like a movie script.
It was glorious. It was glorious. And we were on television. That Bart Gregory, he does the SEC games for State. Said, I think I spy a Chi Omega Pledge class out there. Oh. I won't say the year, which we appreciated. But it was just so fun because you know that rhythm that you just fall right back into.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, where everybody who likes to sing is going to sing. Everybody who likes to dance is going to dance. Everybody who likes to have a little prank of some sort is going to get into some mischief. I don't know. It was delightful. And so then my friend Marion and I spent the night at our friend Daphne's house. Some people stayed at the condo and left the lounge. Some people went to different people's houses. And then we stayed with Daph. And then we met our friends, Tracy and Melanie and Wendy that day for lunch. Some people had to go ahead and get back. I don't know. It was such a good fun. Like just breather in the middle of the week. State run ruled the game. So we only played 7 innings, but we scored like 17 runs. And then the Bulldogs won the series against Ole Miss this weekend. Y'all had a big series against Arkansas.
Big series. Yeah.
So anyway, so that was all great and good. I just wanted to follow up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. You had to follow up. Let me just say, while we talk about the Aggie baseball taking the series with Arkansas, I'm just going to say, and anybody who listens to us on a regular basis, I was going to write some letters today if we didn't show up in the top 25. I had already composed them. Uh-huh. Last night, I nearly put up an Instagram story with the final score and said, rank us, you cowards. And I was going to tag D1 baseball in the NCAA. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. we did break into the polls at 21 today. But I'm like, if you take the series from the number 4 team who is hot right now.
Yes.
In the nation, then you deserve to be ranked. And we beat Dallas Baptist on Tuesday, who was also ranked. And we beat the Longhorns, who still remain ranked in the top 10.
So yes, I'm they like, do.
It's time. it's time to rank us. And they did. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so now my sights are set on what if we get to host a regional, which feels like something I couldn't have even imagined. So this is where I am.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm feeling good about baseball. I am not going to call the field anything but Olson Field, but love this team. I love this team. They have a whole thing with Pringles and it makes me so happy. And I'm waiting for Pringles to jump on it and sponsor them because Coach Loss had told them that winning is like eating Pringles. You can't eat just one. Once you have one, you want to keep going. And so now they do this whole thing with Pringles and I love it. And they're just so fun. And so anyway, that's it. Quick thing about baseball, but
well, State's still got some winning to do. I think at this point, State just wants in the tournament. I don't know that we'll host, but it is so fun to host a regional. Good grief, that's fun. And so to move into the postseason. So, you know, it dawned on me today, we're not far at all from the SEC baseball tournament.
No, and it's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. And I cannot wait. It's about a month away. So,
yeah,
you know how I feel about that.
I've tried a lot of different omega-3 supplements, and I have to say that EWI is the best one I've ever used. Their secret is algae, and it's a whole other level than plain fish oil. Here's why I love it. Do you know where fish get their omega-3s from? From algae. And with EWI, you go straight to the source and you skip the middle fish and that nasty fishy aftertaste. They have a proprietary form of algae that leads to 50% more absorption, the world's highest absorption of any source of omega-3s. Their proprietary formula goes right to your bloodstream for more absorption and more health benefits. If I'm going to take a supplement, I want to know that it's working the way it's supposed to. And in a clinical study, EWI cholesterol helped reduce bad VLDL cholesterol by 25% on average in just 3 months. No matter how old or young you are, you could reap the benefits of EWI. If you're all about a healthy lifestyle, then adding EWI to your self-care supplements is a must to support your heart, your brain, your vision, and overall wellness. All of their products are plant-based, sustainably sourced, and farmed in the U.S. It's never too late or too early to start taking EWI. That's IWI. Go to iwilife.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO to save 30% on your first purchase of any EWI product. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. iwilife.com/bigboo. Code BIGBOO for 30% off your first purchase. iwilife.com/bigboo. Code BIGBOO. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, into the woods.
Yes, tell us.
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, it on so many levels. I had told David worked on the sets. I think I mentioned that. And of course, Alex had been going to rehearsal and I had been adamant that I didn't want to know anything about it because I'd never seen the musical. I knew what everybody's roles were, but I didn't know what that meant. You know, like,
yeah.
I knew Casey and Joel's daughter, Alex's friend, Ashley. I knew she was the witch. I don't know what that means. I know Alex is the baker and Ella, our friend, the Coons' daughter, she's baker's wife. I don't know what that means. You know, like, I don't know what all this is. So I go in Thursday night for the first show and I'm thinking, okay, let's see, you know, like, Alex said, we had talked a little bit on Thursday. I was like, you know, are you nervous? And he was like, well, I'm a little nervous, but they had a thing where they did part of the show during homeroom for the kids at school. And so anyway, so I go in and I sit down and, you know, whatever, I'm sitting by Stephanie and we had all laughed beforehand because you know how I don't like to feel my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we had laughed that Steph was going to be an emotional wreck and I was going to be like sitting in my chair, chewing gum, you know,
you're breezy,
crazy, whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I was not ready. I was not ready on any level. And in the opening scene, there's this part, and Alex and Ella are on stage with several other characters and Ashby comes out and Ashby is the witch. Again, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
And Ashby is responsible as the witch for this huge, like, chunk of exposition where you essentially get what the conflict is, how the conflict came to be, and what people have to do to work through the conflict. Like, it's if that part's not good, you're lost the rest of the show. And what she did when she, I mean, like, Ashby's been gifted her whole life, but But what she did, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, and then, and Ella's voice is just clear as a bell. And their friend Anna, who was Cinderella, like, she has a voice. If she's not in musical theater, like, for her livelihood, I don't know anything, you know, like,
wow.
Anyway, so I'm blown away. So at intermission, I'm just slack jawed. I can't believe how good they are. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot believe how good they are. I cannot believe how at ease they are. Mm-hmm. And then I would say 30 minutes away from the end of the second act, I start, like, here come, like, I start not really to cry, but I'm just, yeah, I'm so teary.
Yeah.
And, I can't even explain it. Like, all I know is when it was over, Alex walked out and I looked at him and said, I don't think you have any idea what you just did. Like, I don't think you have any idea what you just did. And I fell apart, and then he fell apart. And, you know, that's not, like, listen, this is not our rap.
No,
this is not how we move through the world. Uh-huh. We like to laugh. We don't like to get in it too much with the touchy feely, but, like, he was so in his element and so easy to watch and sounded so good, and he can harmonize. And like, I said the same thing to Ashby, the same thing to Ella, like, this, the same thing to every kid that I talked to one-on-one. Like, I don't think they didn't have any idea how incredible they were.
Wow.
And here's the thing though, that gets me on a different level. Well, the second thing that happened was I fell in love with the story. And so now, like, the Mrs. Hudson in me is really into that part.
Yes. Because
Alex and I talked about it a little Thursday night after we got home, but he said, you can't say the gospel's all over it, because and you can't, because it's so subjective, and it's all about choices, and it's all about, you know, you decide what's right, you decide what's good, except if you lay the gospel on top of it, like, that's the lens to look at it, because ultimately what they think is the right way to move through stuff doesn't really work for them. But
yeah,
that's a Patreon. That's not a now thing to get.
Yes. Into. Yes.
But it's been so fun to think about. And then, and the whole story, like, you know, the end of the woods, the woods are a metaphor for what we go through in life. And, like, so to see these kids that I've watched grow up, you know, sing about the metaphors and the woods and the dangers in the woods and the choices in the woods and the wishes in the woods and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's where they're headed, you know, like, they're headed into the woods, essentially going to college. They're wrapping it up, and that's where life happens.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm going to stop with that part. Here's the other thing though. This is the thing that really gets me. You know, David and I would have never pushed Alex to do this kind of thing because we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know. But when he was in seventh grade, I think Joel's mama and daddy were in small group with us one Sunday morning, and Alex came in and did an imitation of one of his teachers. Like, he was just kidding around. And Joel's mama looked at him and she said, Alex, you need to be in the theater. And
interesting. Okay.
And so, you know, Joel has this background, like, where he was a piano major and a pre-med major, but he has a degree in piano. Steph and Joey, both very gifted vocally. Casey, like, you know, she's our show choir director. She's an incredible musician and singer. Like, they're all so musical. And so I sat there and watching Alex, thinking, none of this would have happened if not for the people around us. Yeah. Like, you know, that's what community called out of him. That's what our community called out of him. Yeah. Joel was the one who taught him all the music for this show. Joey designed the sets. I mean, Casey's taught him so much in choir. Steph has encouraged him like crazy. And then Joel's parents and Casey's mom, like, I don't know, that was the sweetest thing. So there's a moment at the end of the show where Alex comes to the front of the stage, and then there's like this scrim, I think you call it, like a screen that comes down, and Ella's behind it on one side and Ashby's behind it on the other. And I thought it was going to take me out to see those three up there and to listen to them, like, golly. So it was something. I mean, it was really, really It was really good. And I'm so glad I went in. I held true to my nine and didn't want to develop a bunch of expectations and went in cold, but it was amazing. It was really amazing. So Joey That's sent me this morning the videos he took during the Saturday night show. And so I'm going to put those in a Google Drive because listen, I have talked about this a ton and y'all are invested.
Yes.
And so I'm going to put just some of those videos in Google Drive if anybody wants to watch them, they can. So.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so happy. I was just thinking, I would love to see them. I just think there's something, it's already incredible, but I thought about you so many times because I was like, everything is so heightened the end of their senior year. Like everything is a last. And it's like, see, I could get teary. Like it was funny. We had some friends over Saturday night and somehow we got on the thing of like Caroline's last soccer game. And I was like, I still can't talk about that without getting teary. Like it's just the culmination of everything. And there's something when you know you're watching them do something that you won't get to see again. And then to see them do it so well is just, man, it's just a lot. That'll just put you straight in the bed.
Well, it really will. And here's the thing, David and I had nothing to do with this one. Like the sports were different. Cause I mean, we were in it, you know, we were running, shuttling, all that kind of stuff. This is something Alex decided to do after he was driving. He's taking himself to every rehearsal. Like he's decided to try out for everything on his own. Other people have, I mean, I personally have not been able to instruct him on how to sing. So he's done it on his own. And there was something really sweet about this, like just how he kind of found his way to it. And that Ashby and Ella have encouraged him so much with this, and then to see their friends show up to cheer them on. And I just, I don't know. It was fantastic. It was so great. And, you know, it's hard for me to go deep in my feelings kind of in the moment. It takes me a while. I have to think back, but what I realized is music kind of softens everything for me. It's just like after Mama died, you know, it was hard for me to listen to the Hamilton soundtrack because it made me feel too many things. Cause that's what I associated with that part of my life. And so I have for the last 2 days been listening to the Into the Woods cast recording and I have all the tears when I listen to that. And that's how, like, that's kind of how I'm coping right now. I think I can feel it in that place. But it was just beautiful. I'm so proud of them. It was so well done. The sets were phenomenal, the lighting, the orchestra. But to have that much talent and, you know, in a smallish school is just unbelievable. So
truly. That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, I can't wait to be able to see some of it.
Yes. I will. I'll send you the link to the Google Drive in just a minute. You can watch a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I would love it.
Yeah. It was a really great way to wrap up that part of senior year. So
that's so good.
I'm so proud of myself that I got through telling you about it and I haven't fallen apart. I really
you haven't. You got a little shaky at one point.
Well, we don't have to focus on that. The point is I didn't actually cry. And I really didn't know if I was gonna be able to do it and not cry because the other component, and we don't have to get into this much. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago when we had Daddy's birthday party that it made me miss Mama a lot.
Yes.
So this was like quadruple, like, oh my gosh, she would have loved it so much. She would have loved it. And as I told you earlier, she would have taken credit for the fact that this is something that Alex is good at doing because she would have said, you know, I always sang in the choir and I used to sing to him all the time when he was a baby. So, anyway,
it's really her genes. It's her genetics that really led to this whole thing.
Yes, it really was. Telling me. And she would remind me of that over and over, you know? And so, she would have loved it so much and just, oh my gosh, but we don't need to talk about that right now.
Oh, listen, you can only deal with so many emotions in a span of time.
I know, but, super proud of him and Ella and Ash and his from McLean, his from Nathan. Like they were just amazing. So
I love that.
Yay for that.
Yes. That's so good. That's so good. So I just finished the book, The Things We Cannot Say, which is one of our Patreon book club selections for May. And it's all about a granddaughter finding out things about her grandmother that she never knew. And I thought, how many stories get lost because we don't hear about them, or we don't ask, or we don't know the questions to ask. And we think that we know our grandmother or our mother better than anyone. But then all of a sudden you're talking and you hear a story you've never heard before. And it makes me wonder, how many other stories don't we know? And that's why I love StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones connect through sharing stories and memories, and it preserves them for years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your mom a thought-provoking question of your choice from a vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought of, like, what's the best advice your mother gave you? Or if you could do it all over again, what would you do differently? I've loved reading these answers when I've given this to a family member. I've found out stories and memories that I've never heard about. I've learned new things and just memories that'll get lost if we don't take the time to preserve them. And it becomes something that you can hand down and that Caroline will have and that she can give to her kids one day. Because after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of the questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that the whole family can share for generations. It's just such a special, meaningful gift. What a great thing for this Mother's Day. You can give all the moms in your life a meaningful gift you'll both cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, for a limited time, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/bigboo. That's storyworth.com/bigboo to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/bigboo. Well, speaking of emotions, we went to a wedding on Friday night.
And you look like a million trillion bucks.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I have to say, I was so pleased that I found that dress. I love that dress. Y'all are going to be seeing me wear it to a lot of different things because it's so, you know, at this age, it's so hard, as we know from your recent venture into Chico's.
Don't even get me started about where I am with dresses right now. It may be more of a tender subject for me than Alex graduating.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard because you don't, like, when you start to look on Revolve and you're like, okay, I can't wear anything super short, you know, like I need something. I don't want to wear a short dress. That time has passed for me. So like, but then you get into like, well, then what can I wear? Do I wear a maxi? Like, how can I find something? Because I feel like everything is either a maxi or it's super short, or there's a midi length, which sometimes I like, I don't know.
I know.
And then you get into a bra situation. Well, like, what do I want to do with my undergarments? You know,
I want a sleeve. Is it too much to have a sleeve and some length? And then for me, I don't want a belt. Like, I could never wear that dress you wore, but I don't want a belt. I don't want ruching. I don't want elastic around my middle. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole thing. I've ordered two more dresses. We'll see. I don't know. I had one come in that I ordered from Neiman Marcus this past week, and the neck was weird. Like, it was just a weird neck, and it was too much of my arms showing. I don't like the top part of my arms. I understand they're functional. That's fine. But to dress up, I don't want the top part of my arm showing. So,
yeah, it's a whole thing. Well, and I was talking to a friend who was at the wedding, and she said, you know, I've just finished going through menopause. And she said, and you gain so much weight through the middle when you go through menopause, which really makes me excited about that.
Sure. Yeah. Something to look forward to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she said, I had to try on like 12 different dresses to figure out what I was going to wear. And she said, and I had to decide, am I going to go with what gives me some more grace around the middle and show my arms, or am I going to cover my arms and be tight? And she said, I decided that my arms are what's going to show. But I was absolutely like, these are the decisions that we're having.
That's right. There are tough decisions in the middle of all this.
Yes.
And I would have actually gone with this dress that I ordered from Neiman Marcus if the neck hadn't been weird on me. But the neck was very strange on me. It was a banded collar. I need more of a neckline than that. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't make my peace with it. And so finally last night I was like, it's got to go back. I'm going to hate the neck on it every time I wear it. So
yeah, that's it. And so I had ordered several different dresses to try, 'cause I was like, I need a dress. You know, I don't have anything that really fit the, you know, what this was. And so I was like, I need a dress. So anyway, I ordered that one off Revolve. I really loved it. It had no zippers or anything like that. It was very forgiving. You know what I mean? Like,
it was just so pretty.
Well, thank you. It was very easy to wear. It had a high-low hem, which I normally don't love, but it worked for that dress.
So it absolutely did.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was good. And then we went to the wedding, and it was at the same church where Perry and I got married, and the same reception site where we had our reception, which we hadn't, we were back there for a wedding at this reception site, I don't know, 15 years ago, but it had been a long time. But it was that thing of like, when you see stuff now through grown-up eyes, where you're like, well, this is a gorgeous venue. Like this,
good for
you
us.
Know, and it always has been, but like you just, you just see it through different eyes and you're like, well, this is lovely. And so it was so fun. And it was my friend Kim's oldest daughter got married, and it was just, I mean, it was gorgeous. It was the prettiest wedding. I love the way they did it. I think when you have a child that's now, you know, cause Caroline's 18, you're like, well, we could be doing this at some point in the next 10 years, you know? Mm. And so you kind of think about like, what do you like and what looks good and all that kind of stuff. But all of her bridesmaids, I have to say, they all wore a different pastel color of dress.
I love this trend, by the way.
It looked so pretty. So they were, you had pinks and greens and yellows, and it all was just this beautiful little pastel kind of rainbow up there. And they were all like satin dresses, but they were all different cuts depending on, I guess the girls got to pick out kind of what they liked. And it looked so pretty. And then when the bride walked down, her bouquet was all, and so all the bridesmaids just carried white tulips, which was so pretty. And then when she came down, her bouquet was like all multicolored. So it like echoed the colors of the bridesmaids.
Oh,
dress.
I love that.
And man, it was pretty. Like it was just, it was really good. And then the reception venue has an indoor outdoor area. We did not use the outdoors when we got married because we got married in August. So,
right.
But it's so pretty because it overlooks the river, and they had set it up where you had like tables, some tables and stuff, but then you also had like couches and chairs where it was like kind of like a living room. So it felt like a really fun cocktail party.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was really good. And we had a lot of friends there. And so that was so fun. And, you know, we never get dressed up and go anywhere. So, and I mean, it was wild. The wedding started at 5, which was kind of random, but that's kind of a post-COVID thing because everybody's just booking whatever time they can get because everything's so booked. So we were home. I was like, this was my perfect night. We got dressed up. We went out. We had a lovely time. It was fabulous. And we were home in our pajamas by 10, you know?
Oh, really? What a time.
This is my speed.
Yeah. That's like, it was Easter Sunday. We went to church at, I think I've mentioned this last week. We went to church at 8 and then we went to lunch early, and I was back home and in my pajamas at noon. And I was like, best Easter ever. Like, you know, golly.
So it was good. So we did that Friday night, and then we had some friends over and did crawfish on Saturday night. Perry's really gotten into his crawfish boils this year.
I love it.
It was good, but
you know, I don't like crawfish that much, but I like all the things that go with it. I like the corn, I like the potatoes, I like the spice. But crawfish to me, and this is probably this could be a whole episode. Crawfish to me, just so much work for so little payoff.
100%. I agree with that. I mean, I can't argue with that.
Very buggy. It's you're straight up eating bugs. You got to make your peace with the fact that you're eating bugs.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you can't think about it too much, you know? I mean, it's definitely a thing, but I'm going to tell you that what we've put in ours the last
time.
Hazel, she's wound up today.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway. Yes.
Is Brussels sprouts.
Delicious.
And I'm going to tell you, it's a delicious addition. Like if you're a crawfish bowl person,
I just want those.
So good. Yeah.
Just make me the vegetables.
So good. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we just put them like, you know how you get like the net bag of Brussels sprouts. We just throw the whole bag in there and just let them like the last couple of minutes. We do that. And then I've added mushrooms too, because I do love them. I love mushrooms.
I love a mushroom.
So anyway, so we did that Saturday, but it was good. But by Sunday, I told Perry, we got up and went to church and we got home. And I said, I feel like I need a weekend to recover from my weekend. That was a lot of being social. It was a lot of stuff. It was so fun. But anyway, I sat on the couch yesterday and just watched the Aggie baseball game. Which I laughed because I watched the first inning and we were up 6-0, I think, by the first. And so I was so tired. I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to take a little nap. And so I fell asleep and I woke up feeling like we had it in hand. And I'm going to tell you, the score at that point was like 11-8. And I was like,
and it got closer than that before it was all said and done.
The final was 11-10. Yeah. I mean, it was within, I mean, those last two innings, I mean, they got within, I think Arkansas got 5 runs but however the score worked out. But I mean, it was one of those where you're like, we're about to lose this game. Mm-hmm. I was real nervous.
We were keeping our eye on that game in our house. And mm-hmm. I was so tickled because my sister and her husband were here for Saturday nights into the woods, and at mm-hmm. intermission, David got up and I looked down at her, and she had her phone and she turned the screen to me, and it with the Ole Miss state score on it. Mm-hmm. And we had won 7-6. I think it was 7-6. And so Alex apparently was backstage doing the same thing, checking that score to see how it was going.
Yeah.
So, but you know how we love it. I mean, what a fun thing during the springtime to keep up with the baseball.
No, that was me at the wedding Friday night. Mm-hmm. I had my phone in my clutch, and every now and then I'd pull it out and be like, I just got to check the score. Just got to see what's happening. It's big series. Big series.
And State and Ole Miss actually play again tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at the Governor's Cup in Jackson. So, but it's considered a non-conference game. So, it's not, the stakes aren't quite as high, except that we need every win we can get at this point.
Yeah.
So,
Y'all know how much I love to find a new skincare product, and that is why I was so excited to find Osea. Osea has been making clean and effective skincare products for over 25 years. They have award-winning cleansers, serums, and face moisturizers, and they're known for creating amazing body products like their famous body oil that I am now addicted to. You know that I love good products. My skin gets so dry during the winter, and Osea has made the biggest difference. Osea Body Oil is a seaweed-infused body oil that softens, it nourishes, it firms like no other. I promise I think it's helping with my crepey skin, and y'all know that I've talked about that. It's not greasy, it absorbs into your skin, and it smells so good. To create this one-of-a-kind oil, they soak hand-harvested Andaria algae in barrels of oil for up to 6 months. You know that I love that because it's meticulously and thoughtfully made. It's become a new favorite that I will be buying over and over again. If you're not sure what to buy, you can grab one of their discovery sets and try multiple products at once. Their bestsellers discovery set includes 4 of Osea's best-selling products. For just $40, you can try a cleanser, a serum, a moisturizer, and their amazing body oil. It's an incredible value that saves you over $20. Find your new skincare and body favorites at OseaMalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over 50 get free shipping. You are going to want to try it all. I cannot tell y'all how much I love it. Go to OseaMalibu.com. Use code BIGBOO.
I continued this weekend. You know, last weekend I mentioned I had watched a lot of television, and I was so tickled, by the way, because more than 5 people messaged mm-hmm. me to tell me that they also watched Anatomy of a Scandal on Netflix and loved it.
Okay. So, okay. I'm starting that tonight. I'm going to do that tonight.
It's so good. So I was delighted by the people who watched it, but yesterday afternoon, I watched the first 2 episodes of The Flight Attendant on HBO Max, did you watch season 1 of that?
No, I've never watched it. Do I need to watch it?
I think you would love it. Now, the language is terrible. If anybody has sensitivity to the F word, it's not your show. But listen,
did I tell you that I cleaned out the attic with Perry this morning? If I had any sensitivity to the F word. Listen, the attendant has nothing on what went on in my house.
Flight attendant cannot compare to what was happening in your attic. Yeah. So, you know, that's how I feel too. But I know some people, you know, and so I just want them to be aware. Mm-hmm. But only the first 2 episodes of season 2 came out. But I think Kelly Cuoco is so delightful to watch. And it's just the best theme music of any show in the last 10 years. I will tell you that.
Okay.
The theme music is fantastic. So I watched those first 2 episodes, and then I started watching The Gilded Age.
Oh, I'm so excited about this development.
I did. And I'm in it. I have wanted to continue watching all day, but mm-hmm. I've told myself that I have to do my grown-up things during the daytime. So I'm going to watch it again tonight, but I've seen 2 episodes and part of episode 3. I'm going to tell you that Christine Baranski and Cynthia Nixon in this show are Choxy and Weta.
Makes me so happy.
Immediately I was like, I'm getting Chalk and Weta vibes, which is Weta's my mama.
Yeah.
It's my aunt. And so, and they were night and day. You know, they were so different. Chuck always very aware of like of the dynamics between people, and my mama always oblivious.
Yes.
And kind of like Cynthia Nixon is like mama was, and just mama was just as happy, like just to be with whoever was there. And Chuck was always, Chuck was just always, they were business owners. She was always aware of whatever dynamics were going on. Yeah. And so I got so tickled, and Chuck was very direct and mama was not. So, so I texted my sister and my brother this morning. I was like, y'all have to watch the show. It's mama and Chuck.
I love that.
I mean, not the same way. Chuck was not obsessed with society.
But
I love it.
It's so good. And it just gets better. I will say, like, you have a real treat in store for you, because to me, it just gets better and better. And the clothing and the sets,
that house, that manor. So it was really kind of it's a different vibe than Downton Abbey, but it reminded me of the first time I watched Downton Abbey, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be interested in these people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's really good. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited that you started watching it. Well, I just love it.
I do too. So I'm excited about it. Okay. Is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites.
Yay!
I am excited. I feel really good about my choices this week.
Okay.
I am going to say the first one. So I ordered this during the Sephora sale.
Okay.
I had heard about it from Kathleen Jennings Beauty, who I highly recommend.
I love Kathleen
Jennings Beauty. She's a great resource. But she has always talked about the Clarins depuffing mask. She's raved about it. I finally ordered it because I was like, I do feel like I could use some depuffing. It's called the V Facial Intensive Depuffing Mask.
Okay.
It's a jar. I'm going to tell you right now, it's $64, but you just put it on your face. A little bit goes a long way. So I think it's going to last you a long time. I'm going to tell you that Friday before I got ready for the wedding, like about an hour before, I put this mask on my face and I put it on with the next thing I'm going to mention is one of my favorites, but I put it on and it did some things to my face that I can't even say. Like, I'm just going to say that when I posted a picture on Instagram, I don't mean to say, but I had one person that messaged me and said that after her husband saw that picture and said, I thought she was 50. And she said she is, that he said he would never give her a hard time about buying my skincare recommendations again, is all I'm saying.
Well, what more could you want?
That's what I'm saying.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
And so, but this mask, it does something where it just takes all the puffiness out of your face. It's like it brightens it. It tightens it. Like, it makes the biggest difference. I will never not have this mask again.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. I had to stop myself from laughing a second ago because I was clicking through on the slides. I clicked on the link. So Melanie and I put all our links in the Google Doc and we don't look at them until it's time. We're talking through five favorites. Mm-hmm. So I click through to the fourth slide and it has the ingredients. If you could indulge me for a moment. It has something called Zarambet. I don't know. That visibly minimizes puffiness. It's got something called Beauty Berry.
Yes.
Which also does the same. And then something called Lady's Mantle. Which boosts skin's radiance. And then my favorite ingredient in this mask is horse chestnut, which apparently also minimizes puffiness. Who discovered that horse chestnut was something that we needed to be putting on our faces?
I don't know, but they're a genius is what I'm telling you. It is good. I'm going to say under the what else you need to know, it says say goodbye to visible morning puffiness and swelling, which can be brought about by stress, check, heat, check, and hormonal changes, check. I have all of those things. But it's like a cream mousse that you just put on your face. And I'm telling you, I'm sold. It's so
good. How long do you leave it on?
As little as 10 minutes, you know, I left it on. If 10 is good, then I felt like 30 was better.
Oh yeah. 100%. I know you didn't leave the minimum.
I left it on for 30 minutes. And then you just wipe it off. But it really like just brightened and tightened my skin. Like it made a noticeable difference to me.
Oh, add to cart. I'm willing.
It is good. And it doesn't like burn or anything. It just feels real moisturizing. It just feels nice.
Yes.
But then what I paired this with, which I also learned from Kathleen Jennings, is the V-shaped slimming face mask. This is essentially a chin mask.
Oh.
Like it's got,
it's okay.
Yeah, see it? So I put the Clarins mask on my face. And then for your face and your chin line, this is like a thing that goes up under your chin and over your ears, but it just... It says it's a double chin reducer. It
has find out about this?
Like Kathleen Jennings Beauty. The
illustrations on this thing are next level. If you haven't clicked through the slides on Amazon, like
I know, but I'm telling level. You, it does something. Like it tightens up. Like if you need to have like if you want your jawline to be a little more defined for some sort of an event or something.
My jawline hadn't been defined since I was 19. So, okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You get like a 5-pack for $12. It's like, it's.
Yes, I've already clicked to have the 5% coupon applied at checkout.
It's the number one bestseller in face toning belts. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, listen, let's see when it'll be here. Let's just go ahead and
probably tomorrow.
It'll be here Wednesday. Okay.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I'm just saying that I did the Clarins mask and put that on. If you have a special event, I mean, I wouldn't use these every single day, but if I have, from now on, if I have an event, if I have something to do this, I will always do this to my face.
Okay.
100%.
All right. I'm going to do these graduation to feel better about myself.
There you go. See, I'm saying it's a great little, it just kind of makes everything a little brighter and tighter.
Okay. Okay.
My next thing is, and I have worn the fire out of these since I got them. They are at Target. I haven't seen them in store, but they're a New Day Victoria Wedge heels.
So
they
cute.
Are $38. I bought them in tan. They also come in black. They are the cutest neutral platform slide sandal. Like I bought those Dolce Vita ones that were twice as much, at least as these. Listen, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it.
If you need to take a minute, it's okay. Yeah. You're understandably emotional.
Mm-hmm. But these are so cute. They feel like $100 shoes. They're comfortable.
They don't have my size.
Oh no. They don't have your size.
They don't have a 9. Oh, they do in the black. They have them in the black.
Oh, but wait, let me tell you something about them. You're going to want a size down, a half size.
Okay. Okay. So you think I need an 8.5?
I think you can do an 8.5 because I ended up getting, because, you know, I've told you this whole thing about I used to always be an 8.5, but I feel like my foot has shrunk to an 8.
Yes.
And I ordered these in a 7.5 and the 7.5 fits.
We're like the reverse is still magnolias. You know,
it feels so good. I wear an 8.
That's
or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I think they run about a half size big.
Okay. These are darling.
They're so cute. Like, and they just are such a good neutral shoe that go with so many things.
Are they comfortable?
Yes, they are comfortable. Like shockingly comfortable. Now I know you have high arches. So
I do.
I'm concerned, but
I think these would work just looking at them from the side. I think these would be fine.
Yeah. I think that they would work for you. I think they're more comfortable than those aerosol Dada slides.
Oh, which I find to be very comfortable. Yeah, interesting. So
I think they're really comfortable. I've worn them a bunch of times since I got them just because they go with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I would wear the fire out of these. And I too got a pair of Dolce Vita slides that I think are so cute, but they're not a shoe I would wear all day.
Yeah. That's how mine are. Like they're cute and I'll wear them, but I would not walk in them. These I feel like are very comfortable for extended periods of time. And because that kind of raffia look, like, I feel like I could wear them with, I could also just wear them with like cut off shorts and a shirt too, you know,
right. And that's very on trend. That whole look is very on trend.
Mm-hmm. So I feel good about those. So that was that. The next thing is it's on Amazon. It's the R Vivamos linen button down tunic dress.
Okay.
This is just a linen-y, like tunic dress. I got mine in. I ordered it in white, of course, because that's what I do.
Right.
Really thinking almost more that I might wear it like more as a swimsuit cover up.
Mm-hmm.
The white. Now, I do think if I got it in another color, I would wear it as a dress. And it is long enough on me that I could wear it as a dress.
Okay.
But you could also wear it as a tunic with,
cute.
Yeah, with leggings or whatever, but it's super soft. It's really flattering. Like it, the way those pin tucks kind of look, like it makes it like a slimmer, you know, it doesn't, it's not real billowy necessarily.
This is exactly what I thought the other day that I wanted in a long dress was this exact kind of neckline situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would want the long sleeve, but I love that. I love the way that the pin tucks kind of draw your eye in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like that whole look. That's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. And I will say it does come in burgundy. And so I have thought
it could
really be a good Aggie football option in the fall because the sleeves, you can roll them up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they roll up really easily. And so it's just really cute. It would be great as a cover up. It'd be great as a little throw on dress. The white is see-through, so I wouldn't do white unless you were planning on wearing something under it.
Gotcha.
But it comes in lots of colors, but I really like it. And I got the small just for sizing sake, and it was plenty roomy. So, and then the last thing is something that I get at Target now every time I go, and it is the Tillamook Cracker Cuts Extra Sharp White Cheddar Cheese.
I would like to co-sign this one.
Listen. Have you bought them?
Have we not talked about my affection for the Tillamook cheeses?
Well, we talked about because I think you made the grated cheese one of your five favorites.
But now I haven't bought the cracker cuts. I've just bought the blocks and cut it up. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite block cheddar. Mm-hmm. It is delicious.
Listen, this extra sharp white cheddar is like my version of a Lunchable. Like, I can't tell you how many days I come in because it comes in like a little rectangular package where you just pull it back and you can reseal it and it's all cut into perfect little squares. And I can't tell you how many days I'll come in and I'll just grab like 3 or 4 squares to eat for lunch, you know, with like a handful of almonds or whatever. Or it's already made to go on a cracker because it's in a perfect little square. So it's just really good. And that extra, I love a sharp cheese and that extra sharp white cheddar is so good.
Now their pepper jack is also fantastic. Again, I haven't had it in the cracker. I mean, I know it's the same thing, but I'm just buying the block. I love their pepper jack. I bought their triple cheddar grated cheese because it really melts like you've hand grated it, but listen, kudos to the Tillamook company. They are getting it done with cheese. They are getting it done with ice cream. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. Well done. So anyway, so those are my five favorites this week.
Well, I love your five favorites and I've already spent some money. So thank you as always for that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that depuffing mask is going to be my life's new MVP.
I also wanted to tell you, I haven't told you, I ordered a curling iron. It's supposed to be here tomorrow. So I ordered the curling iron you recommended. And so we're going to have to work that out once I get into that. I may need one of those mitts. Like I'm scared. Okay. It's been a long time since I've used a curling iron, but my hair is at a length where it needs a little something if I'm going to keep growing it. So
I'm real excited about this development. If I need to come there and teach you, because I do want to say one other thing I've taken a lot of pride in. Remember last weekend at Easter when Caroline was home and I taught her how to curl her hair?
Yes.
I feel like I've talked to her, you know, 3 or 4 different times since then where I'm like, what are you doing right now? And she's like curling my hair. Like it's like, if you give a man a fish, you know what I mean?
That's right. Yes. You've given her a life skill that she can use forever.
If you teach a man to fish, then your hair is going to look fabulous. Mm-hmm. And so I'm real pleased. And she even sent me a picture the other day. I said, oh, send me a picture so I can see. And I thought, man, I've nailed it. Maybe a lot of parenting things I haven't done well, but that I didn't, I felt good about it.
So. Well, that's just, listen, that fruit was produced from a healthy tree, right? And stands to reason.
Yeah. So
stands to reason. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
She's walking in her inheritance.
Yes, she is.
What that is.
I'm just so proud. I'm so proud. So.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll be back next week. We've got prom this weekend. So we're going to keep at it with the milestones. We're just going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. just keep going. And then at some point you'll have your breakdown. But in the meantime, we'll just continue to celebrate.
That's right.
All the things.
David and Alex tonight have, this was Sean Brower's dream a couple of years ago. And then we had to cancel it because of COVID. And then he couldn't do it last year, but he has wanted for the last 3 years to do something called Beast Feast for the guys and a man of influence in their lives, whether that's their dad, their granddad, some other, you know, like a Bible study leader, a mentor, whatever. And so they have Beast Feast tonight. And I'm so excited that Sean's going to get to do that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to y'all later.